Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh. Good morning, everybody. We are so excited that you guys are like waking up this morning in the glory of the Lord.
Yes,
right, Lord?
Yes,
so
yes.
So we're excited about everything that God is doing and what he's saying.
Yes.
Hello.
For this is the day
that the Lord has made.
And we're going to rejoice. Amen.
And be glad.
And I'm going to make it personal. I, Laura Kelly, choose to rejoice and be glad in it.
It's a choice to rejoice.
Yes.
Good morning, Miss Sandy Montgomery. We wave at you this morning. Say good morning. We're so thankful that we are in the season of Thanksgiving.
Woo!
Should be Thanksgiving. Y'all ought to be thankful
every day.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Wow. So we're up and we're ready to like hear what God is saying, right? Lauren
Kelly? And it's a beautiful day.
Woo!
The weather is perfect.
Yes.
It's sunny.
Yes.
God gave us breath. Oh my gosh, there's
so much.
As I was driving here, I'm driving with saying, God, thank you for my vehicle. I went to the car wash yesterday and back in my van. And Lord, thank you. There's so much that we got to thank you, God, that I have two eyes and I'm able to see.
You better know.
Father, thank you that, you know, I'm healthy. So we do that every morning with my grandbabies. When we go to school, we thank God for the teachers. We thank God for the bus drivers. We thank, you know.
Yeah. Listen, that's how God stewards us from the small places.
Yes.
Because if we're grateful for the small things, he said,
yes,
those that are ruler over small things, I will make you ruler over many.
Yes.
So it's all about just waking up with the right mindset.
Yes.
You know.
And I was like, I was overwhelmed of how blessed. You see our blessed hat?
Bam!
That we are, because I was thinking, God, thank you for my twin sister, daughter of the Most High God. I'm fired for Jesus, sister, my love, pastor, my love, because we're together in unity.
Yeah.
We're the body of Christ Jesus, okay?
Yeah.
We all have home churches, but we're the body.
Come on.
We're outside of the four walls.
Yes.
And it's iron sharpens iron, you
know?
We
pray
for each other. We pray for others. God brought us together for such a time as this to encourage the body, right?
Hallelujah.
And every person, every organization that I'm connected with, every sister, especially the ones here in the audience right now, Sister Brenda,
Sister
Mama Nanette,
yeah.
I mean, I thank God for them, okay?
And our studio audience.
Yes. You know, I'm like, God, and I'm driving, and I just want to start weeping, but in a good way. You know, I am the richest woman of the world.
We are.
If there's anything we lack, it's just more
Jesus.
Because anything that we need, we want, we just thank the daddy and he release it, okay?
That's it. So I just want to take the time.
Oh, Pastor Bessa Mesa.
Good morning to Sandy and good morning to Julie. Julie said good morning.
Good morning.
Woman of God.
Good morning,
Brother Cedric. And we're so excited
to
tune in. And Pastor Beto.
Let's see what he says. He said something.
What did you say, Pastor?
Oh, we're going to Loretta. Yes, vamos. So anyway, he had a post that they're going to evangelize in February to Laredo.
Sister Cherie.
I'm from Laredo, y'all. And you know, the last time I went over there, it's been a long time. I'm going to say a long, long, long time.
He loves us. We love you too, Pastor.
And we're going. I'm going with you. Just tell me the time. I send my calendar. It's in the month of February. God already told me I was going to be traveling. And it's all for soul winning. It's all about souls.
Yes.
I'm going to be obedient.
Yes. Yes.
And I know my twin here is going to be interceding and praying for us and all the warriors that we're connected with. So, Pastor Beth Amessa, we're praying for you, too. Thank you for praying for us.
Yes, and we love your ministry, too, Pastor.
Yes.
And the GGs are in the house.
And we are the body.
Woo.
We're the body of Christ Jesus, iron, sharpen, and iron. We're going to pray for each other
because
it's our numbers and in prayer.
Yeah. And
amen?
And listen, I just want to encourage everybody that's tuning in and will speak life over everybody that, you know, that stays connected, because here's the thing. You know, every day that we wake up, it's a brand new day.
Yes.
Amen.
For
some
brand new stuff.
Yes.
So I encourage you to get your new stuff today.
Yes.
Don't worry about yesterday, because it ain't coming back.
Yes.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. And hey, listen, tomorrow it's got enough troubles of its own.
Mm.
That's what the Bible says.
Yes.
So let's just hang out in today, appreciate
it,
and, you know, turn up that dimension of gratefulness.
Yes.
Just be grateful
yes.
for today.
Yes.
Hello, because look where he done brought all of us from.
Yes.
Everybody done been through something.
Yes.
Whether it's with your personal or your spiritual. Can I say that again?
Yes.
Or with your, you know, familia,
yes.
Or,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? Or your ministry or your yes. work or, you know, but you just have to know that we are, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
that's
but
right.
against principalities and powers and
yes.
the rulers of the darkness and
yes.
spiritual wickedness in high
yes.
places.
Yes.
That's what the word
yes.
says. So you got to know that that when people come up, and a lot of times it be the people that you really love the most. Can I get a witness? Good morning, Sister Ada. Good morning. The people you love the most, here they come, and you just want to slap them in the back of the neck, right? But thank you, Papa Jack. But here's the deal. You just got to recognize that there is a bam, that they are dealing with a spirit,
yes.
and you got to recognize the spirit behind them, and you got to know that sometimes you just got to realize you at the puppet show, okay? And the puppet master is controlling the people, and you can see the puppet too, which is the devil himself, and just say, get thee behind me.
Yes.
Remember when Jesus rebuked Peter? He was rebuking Peter while he was putting the man's ear back on all at the same time. So just stay busy and rebuke and be busy, okay?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Yes. And so this morning I was telling Marlo, I just, my heart is just so grateful and thankful for a lot of things. And like you say, a lot of trials and tribulations that we've been through in the past. God
Woo!
Got us through and the many that we're going to go through. It's all good. We have victory in Jesus, Victoria, Jesucristo.
Bam.
So I said, Holy Spirit reminded me, my daughter-in-law, which she'll be watching later, right now she at work, for our cups that she blessed us with last year. So mine is in Spanish, okay? It says,
Jesus is my light.
Jesus es mi luz.
Yes.
So when we hold on that Jesus is our light, our
yes.
hope in his word, it's all good.
Yes.
Whatever we go through, he's just molding us to be the mighty men and women of God that he called us to be. Amen. That's
Amen.
Where we grow up, okay?
Amen.
And then I was like, thankful to God that I knew that the Jesus will be here, which
yes.
I'm grateful and thankful for them. Yeah, they bring us a drink, Pastor Papa Jack and Mama Dali.
Right, Pastor Papa Jack.
Yeah, they came out.
We ain't correcting none of that no more.
And Dali, they bring us a drink. I don't know for how many years. They faithfully, diligent, persistent. They come and they're part of the show and they bring us the drink. I got my Topo Chico. So I said, we got to put it in our cup.
Let's do
right
it.
Right here.
Let's do
uh-huh,
it.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And let's do a
it.
Cheers.
Woo!
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Let me lose.
We are so grateful.
Yes, we're grateful.
We're grateful for Jesus
for
being
the
light.
Yes.
Okay?
For all the gifts that we get. And even
yes.
if it's a Topo Chico or a coconut drink, that's
what?
Your favorite.
You better know it.
Papa Jack knows that I love Chico.
And he knows I love the antioxidant coconut and mochali.
And he brings us our favorite drink.
Yes.
Are we spoiled with Jesus or what? He spoiled us.
Come
you
on.
Know? And I'm grateful and thankful for
so
giving us drink.
Well, we're just ministering on the small things that he
yeah.
will make you rule over many. That's why we got the richest Abba and then the richest Papa. Okay? Because a lot of people think, oh, it's just a drink. It's so symbolic of the love and the honor.
Yeah, I'm like a little girl. I'm like, oh, I can't wait till my
yeah.
drink is here.
Yeah.
You got my cup ready?
Yeah.
We got
yeah.
a cup ready?
Yeah.
We do get thirsty up
we
here
do.
Talking, right?
Yeah. But we just want to encourage you guys today to just, you know, shift into a place and think about all the things that you're grateful for and begin to thank the Lord.
Yeah.
See, a lot of times as the people of God, we so get in a place and say, Lord, I'm ready for my new this. I want, we just be talking about what we want. He know what we need. But here's the deal. When we get in a mindset of just thanking God for just waking us up.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for touching us today. To be everything you want us
yes.
to be for who? You. Then you won't be worrying about what you don't have or what you think you won't, because he says that he will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Well, what part of that don't you understand?
Yes.
Oh, you ain't grateful. You still want what you want when you want it, how you want it. And then you just start whining. And then he going to go turn over there to Sister Nanette and say, she ain't whining. She just praising me.
No matter what.
She worshiping me while she making her wreaths. Sister Nanette, bring some of them wreaths over here so we can take a look, so the people can look at them. We want
what
to.
What did Ada Green say?
Ada says, amen, and the Lord bless. Well, let me put my glasses on, sister, so I can see.
Bless them.
Here we go. Bless them for bringing you all, yeah, all
drinks.
The drinks.
And
may the
us.
Lord shower them with many blessings in Jesus' name.
And see,
amen.
She's right there praying over
Hallelujah.
Us. Hallelujah.
And kind of a Papa Jack.
Yes, we thank you for your prayers. Thank you, thank you.
So
we're
here,
for
listen,
you.
Listen. These are the wreaths that this amazing woman of God makes.
Look how beautiful
she
they
She makes these wreaths. Yes. This one says, it's a wonderful life.
Yes.
Look at that.
Woo!
Isn't that a beautiful wreath? Now, this one already sold, but if you want one, she can make it.
Yeah, that one's already sold.
And this one already sold, too.
I have this one. I love it. I have that one in my door.
This one says, today starts with
Jesus.
Jesus.
That
yes.
one's in my door at home.
And then they come with the little hangers, too, y'all. Yes. And they're not the cheap ones from the dollar store. Okay,
I'll tell y'all right now. They're the good ones.
So if you want a custom wreath, Sister Nanette, she is in the wreath-making business. And
yes.
she's very anointed. And I want you to bring the other one because this is
okay.
fantastic.
Yes. Yes.
Good morning, Sister Sherry Brunson of the Most High God of the Bronx Comedia. Yes, we do. I'm so excited about what God is doing, and he is so faithful. See, it's all about the gifts and talents. So that's what we're talking about today, too, and just so grateful and using the gifts,
yes.
you know, to just thank God that he's given them to us, right?
Amen.
Sisters.
Oh, man,
so,
I'm so in love with my drink right now. Amen.
So this is another one, y'all. Okay.
I'm drinking the spirit, y'all.
Now, tell us a little bit. This is your second one.
This is my second
And what
mesh.
Is this called?
It's
mesh.
A mesh wreath.
Okay, so y'all look at this. Look at the
Ooh,
snowman.
Let it snow.
So
let
what
it snow.
What does that say
let
right
it,
there, twin?
Let it snow.
What? Let it snow. Look at that. Isn't that gorgeous?
What a talent.
This
wreath
is $65, everyone. So if you wanted a custom wreath, or if you just like something that you've seen, and what your Facebook page is, Nanette.
Yeah, Wreath by Nanette.
Wreath by Nanette. So go on and check them out. She can do it. She can duplicate them, whatever
yes.
you want.
Oh, yeah.
And they're $65 because
yes.
you know
beautiful.
What? When you sow into the things and the people of God, you know Luke 6:38. Do y'all know that? Okay, write it down because the Word of God says, with the same measure that you give,
yes,
not that we give, because we give it, mm-hmm. but what you give. It shall be, and that word shall be in the Greek means take place.
Yes.
Amen.
Measure back to you.
Yes.
And then God is so good, he tell us how.
Amen.
He's like, hold up, just in case you look confused.
Yes.
Good measure.
Press it down.
So let's go in the kitchen.
Woo!
Everybody like to put their sugar in the sugar jar.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Let's get real familiar.
Uh-huh.
And when y'all put y'all sugar in, what do? Y'all shake it and press
Amen.
It down. That's how God says that your blessings will come back like
yes.
that.
You can outgive God.
And then he say, and run it over.
Yes.
Shall
yes.
men or mankind give into your bosom. And
yes.
not only one time, he said, and again. What?
Yes.
But
yes.
we don't believe it.
Yes. And it's like, I have mine that she made for me. It's like the second one that she showed us is Jesus. Start your day with Jesus.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And let me
Thank
tell
you.
You're welcome.
You.
I know when I sow into that wreath that I'm sowing into Jesus and her ministry.
Right.
And let me tell you, when for God is my witness, my family will tell you, every time I get to my house, there's stuff in my doorstep. People will be leaving turkeys. I got blessed with 3 turkeys, y'all.
Yeah.
I have to go bless some people, okay?
Yeah.
And some neighbors across the street, I went and took them a turkey. There'll be boxes of clothes, shoes, just groceries. And
mm-hmm.
Brother Corey yesterday, he does yards. He said they work at a house and he had leftover plants. I go to my porch and I have all these little plants that I could, and I had like 3 containers of dirt where I wanted to put some plants. Well, I haven't been able to go out and buy them. But Holy Spirit said, you know, Holy Spirit, he said he will give you the desires of your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I never told Brother Corey, okay? My son Thomas Luke is working with him and Camilla's brother. And he left me all these leftovers from a house that he had, little flowers. So now I got to plant some little flowers for this season. They're real pretty, too. And I just wanted to cry in tears of joy and because anything that I desire,
That's
God
it.
Just releases
yeah.
it. It's always in
Amen.
My front door, y'all.
Yeah.
I have people leave envelopes. I mean, I'm overwhelmed with God's love and all my
mm-hmm.
familia that I keep saying. It keeps growing and growing.
Yeah.
And everybody here in this studio audience, because I know there's people praying for us,
right.
for me and Marlo. Because no matter what we go through, we're going to persevere,
That's
right?
It.
That's
it.
My love.
That's it.
And God don't, he needs obedience. That's all he wants. God's not going to beg nobody to serve, to you know, be about the calling. He just wants obedience. And I said, Marlo, I don't care what I go through, what you go through, we're going to persevere.
Right.
No matter what, because God is good.
He is.
And I'm grateful and thankful because he's so good, Marlo.
Woo!
He's so good.
He really is. So listen, with that being said, we're talking about being grateful.
Yes.
Okay? We got to make sure that we wake up every day in his faith.
Yes.
Giving to him what he has already given to you.
Amen.
He has given us life and he's given it to us more abundantly. And all he wants us to do is just wake up and give him what is his. You know, our first fruits, our first thoughts, our first breath, our first vision.
Yes.
Everything we see the beauty in him.
Yes.
You know, and then that's how we can love on people.
Yes.
Because we're not all caught up in about what we're talking about, what
about
us. Talking about. We're caught up in what God is talking about.
About. Yes.
And that's love, because God is love. And can we hang out right here for a minute? One thing about love, people, I'm sorry, I got to say it like it is. They get on my nerves with that. They be like, well, I don't, you know, it's all about me, and I got to worry about me, and I got to do this for me, and me. Ooh, Lord. Okay? That's how, come on now. Listen, you better understand that when you serve, you get some secrets.
Yeah.
God says in Amos 3:7, write it down. Don't we talk about this every week? Probably, but we're going to keep talking about it because God's talking about it. Amos 3:7 says, surely I will do nothing. This is God talking. Without revealing my secrets. This is God. You know God got secrets.
Yes. Yes.
Unto the true serving prophets. So I don't care if you a prophet, but if you're not serving, you're not getting no secrets. And that's not proper English, but it's the truth. Okay?
You know what we mean.
You're not getting no. You're not. And God just wants us to serve.
Yes.
Serve one another.
Yes.
Wake up every morning and think about who can I go be a blessing to?
Yes.
And it's not all about money. It's about the most greatest thing that we have to give is love.
Amen.
Yes. Because the word says love covers everything. Do y'all know it covers dumb? It covers stupid? You know, it covers ignorant. It covers a lot of stuff. It covers pain.
Yes.
It covers a multitude of sin.
Yes.
So when you wake up and you love, and some people say, well, I just don't know how to love. Well, but you're talking about you love God. God is love.
Yes.
And when you love God, it's going to illuminate through you.
Yes.
Just like the cup said, Jesus is my light.
Jesus has me love.
Come on now.
Hallelujah.
And if he your light, then he is you. And then you the light, right? But, you know, we just got to shift our minds and the way we think and stop being such a selfish nation.
Yes.
We just get so selfish and want what we want and not, you know, all the things that we have, share it with people. Because guess what? Yes. It's not your stuff anyway.
Yes.
It's God's stuff. Did you know that the house that you buy is God's house? No, really. Everything we have belongs to God.
Amen.
Because he's the one that gives us the power to get wealth. You know, he's the one that gives us the jobs. Oh, you think it's your credentials? No. Because listen, he didn't have to wake you up this morning. But he did. And since he did you say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up? Come on, y'all. If we can shift our minds into a place of just thanking God for the small things.
Yes.
If you go to your refrigerator, everybody at home, get up and go. If you got some groceries, you need to be thanking God.
Because
it's the people that don't have no food.
Yes.
It's the people that don't even have clean water. And we're talking in the U.S. Look at, y'all know, for many years, Michigan been dealing with this stuff in their water. And we can go turn on our faucets and drink straight out the faucet.
Yes.
And then we get so selfish with bottled water. Go buy about 10 of them. I learned that from my twin. So she learned how she go get 10 things of water and just bring them to the mansion. But most people think, well, I'm not taking nothing to that mansion. They got enough over there. You don't know. Okay? We just woke up on what you woke up on, and that's grace and mercy.
Amen.
Yeah, right? And we waiting on God to do the rest. And guess what? He going to do it because he said he would.
Yes, amen. It's in his word. And
he said he would do it.
Yes.
And he do it every day.
Yes.
Right,
twins? Yes. And I just got to emphasize, since we're being grateful and thankful for the things, but I want to share something powerful that took. This is why I love every organization, every ministry that God has us connected with. Pastor Marlo, I did ministry with Renee on Sunday at her ministry is called March 1045 Outreach. And a lot of warriors, we came together and we fed homeless people Thanksgiving turkey and all the stuff and of course the word of God. But, you know, as we're doing wing ministry also with Liberty Place, with Edward Sawatsky and Pastor Bobby, and we're connected with them, and they're praying and interceding to take place. They pray for us, too, by the way, because every time I'm there, we pray for all, everybody we connected with. As God, if I'm coming here to serve, let there be one. You know how God will go to that neighborhood like he did it, me,
yeah,
out of that, for that one out of the 99?
Amen.
And I said, God, let me be effective this Sunday that I go. Let there be a soul. Lead me to that soul. And this is a desire, a passion that's in my heart, and I think it should be in all our hearts,
right,
to win at least one, each one, reach one, Pastor
right.
Marlo. And if there's somebody there that needs to get out of the street, show me who he or she is, you know, because I know in Dallas there's also organizations for women that are ready to surrender. So anyway, and man, I got to talk to the peoples, and we were all in a blessed time. And God led me to a brother named Michael Sweet. And he and his family have been praying. He's homeless, and but clean cut and everything. But he said he was tired of the lifestyle, and that he wanted to be somewhere where he could be discipled. And he was ready to just turn to God, that he was just, he didn't want that lifestyle no more. And man, right there and there, God said, he's the one. He goes, tell him about Liberty Place. So I share with him, gave him the number, and we don't call them. They have to call. Or, you know, I don't ever say, Edward, call him. No, they have to want it. You know,
right,
you call him. Edward tells me, yeah, he called me at 3, and I went and picked him up.
Wow.
And he's at Liberty Place right now.
Yeah.
Woo! He's already got a job. God's already discipled. He's being discipled. So I think that's amazing, because we're all praying, Pastor Marlo.
Yeah.
We're all interceding. We are speaking the word of God, and each one reach one. And I'm saying this because I want to encourage everybody here in the audience. I'm sure a lot of you are already doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
But ask God. I mean, we all want the blessings, the money, the houses, the cars. Okay, praise the Lord. But seek thy kingdom first and his righteousness, and
uh-oh,
everything should be added.
Uh-oh.
But I want the kingdom, the things that are going to be forever and
eternal,
ever and ever and ever.
Eternal.
Give me a soul, God.
Eternal.
Give me a soul. More of you.
Yes.
Give me a soul. Un alma. Yo quiero un alma, God. Let that one be the one out of the 99,
come
the one
on,
that
man,
nobody wants, the one that's tired,
on,
just like I was once, okay? And that's my prayer every day. Give me a divine appointment, divine encounter somewhere, or even speak to me. And God speaks to me. He spoke to me on Sunday, let me tell you. That is good. But I just want to encourage us, let's just, and so I'm grateful and thankful for that soul.
Yes.
That God's going to touch his life. And then his family is going to see the power of God
right.
and the restoration. And then he's going to be able to help others, Pastor Marlo.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So
and, you know, Laura, that's the ones that, you know, like you're saying, he, you know, left the 99 and went for the one. You know, those are the ones he reached back for.
Yeah.
Because those are the most powerful people that are walking the earth, the ones that's been through something.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
can help somebody. And everything we go through, it's not about us.
Yeah.
It's about coming
yeah.
out on the other side so
yeah.
we can pull somebody else in.
Yeah.
You know, and stop being selfish and just, you know, understand that God loves us that much to give us these assignments and connect to people. You know, we think about the times that we said, well, Lord, we trust you, but we want to make sure that God trusts us too.
Yeah.
You know, with the souls and the people and the hearts of the people.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing about ministry is you have to be very careful in that place. You want to make sure you always have the ear
yeah.
to hear God
yeah.
because mm-hmm. when you do that, at that point, those people are crying out to God.
Yes.
And they
yes.
are just waiting on an opportunity of a place to go or lay
yeah.
their head
yeah.
or a meal to eat or just somebody to speak life to
yeah.
them or, you know, because they just need really confirmation that God heard them.
Yeah.
And that's what's so powerful.
So Renee said he got there at 5 in the morning. They started at 5, setting up at 5 in the morning on Sunday. I got there at 7, but because there was a lot of volunteers. And he says, Laura, as soon as he came in, he said, do y'all need me to do something? Y'all have a trash bag? Y'all want to clean, pick up trash? I mean, he was ready to serve. And look what God did at
yeah.
the end.
Yeah.
You know, he was serving, even going through what he's still going through, tired, homeless, but we're not homeless. God is good.
Yeah.
And crying out to God, and look how God just answered.
And you know, the thing about God, sometimes it's suddenly and immediately.
Yes.
Sometimes it's the process. Sometimes, but I really believe it's the depth of our hearts, where
yes.
we're really, really, really
yes.
at, because only
yeah.
God knows, because he's the God of the heart.
Yes.
Okay? And that's what's so encouraging, is to see that dudamus thing, that dynamite explosive thing. Yeah, in the people of God. So we just want to encourage you, and we do have some scripture to back it up today, guys, that we're going to go to. And then we're going to talk about some of the amazing things that's going on here at the mansion on Park Road. So you ready?
God's love letter,
which
is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre,
es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Father, I thank you for
your
word.
Lord.
I thank you. Let it manifest. Let it speak to us. And we just give you glory and honor and praise. And it's on 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. It says, en la palabra de Dios en Primero Tesalonias, dice, está siempre gozosos, orar sin cesar, dar gracias en todo porque está en la voluntad de Dios para que vosotros, para nosotros en Jesucristo, Cristo Jesús.
This is such an encouraging word in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It says in the NIV, it says, rejoice always, pray continuously or constantly.
Mm-hmm.
It says, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So when we, you know, that's a great regimen every morning that we can wake up in 1 Thessalonians where it says, rejoice always.
Always.
Even when you say it, y'all, how you do that, Dr. Marlo? Well, you just say, you know what, Lord, I'm hurting right now, but I can do all things through you, and I got to get in your presence because the word of God says that the joy of the Lord is my
strength. Yes.
And, you know, because there's things that we go through, and y'all, in life, there's hills, there's valleys, there's mountains, there are also great times, too.
Yes.
But as we go through, the word of God reminds us to rejoice continually. That's
and
what
praise.
It says, and praise.
So that also reminds me of the scripture, pray without ceasing.
Yes.
I mean, always pray every day.
that's an encouraging word, though, because that's a promise that, you know, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So I just thank God for who he is and who, not only in my life, but in your life and the things that he has in store for each and every one of us here in the studio audience. That's why we just got to continue to go through the process.
And it says, give thanks in everything. For this is the God will for you in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And everything is even through the trials and the storms that we don't understand. And like every time I go through something now, because of what he's done in the past, all the trials and tribulations, I know there's a testimony or there's a plan and a purpose. It's a purpose. There's a purpose to the trial and tribulation.
Right.
And I already know that I'm standing his promises and we have the victory and it is finished. So I already know something great's going to birth within me, okay, to be able to help someone else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just like the diamond. When you think about the process of a diamond, you know, it starts out as a coal. Everybody knows that. And then before you know it, it's got to go through the purifying. And just like gold, it's got to go through the fire in order to, you know, shine and be beautiful. We do too as people. You know, our souls, we go through things so that, you know, we can get purified, you know, so that that we can be the light, you know, that we can shine like the bling of the earth that we are. And then that people will see the Jesus in you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we're the only Jesus that people will see.
Yeah.
And then when we become contagious, and we were studying this last week, the week before, when we said the closer we get to God, the more magnetic we become.
Yes. Yes.
The more people should be drawn and magnetized by our presence. And it's not us. It's who is in us.
Yes.
Amen.
You know, people should be drawn because when we draw near to God, he draws near to us.
Yeah.
And then if we draw to God and he draws to us, it's an infinity thing.
Yeah.
People should be drawn to you. They should be following you instead of going to these 50 million people in a concert and dying.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah. Yeah.
We look at this stuff in the world that's going on, and we as the people of God, what are we not doing?
Yeah.
We have to ask God, am I shining bright enough? Do I need to turn up? Because the world will tell you to turn down.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be like, turn down for what? Yes. Because we are, and you know, most people, when they see me and Laura coming, I see them, y'all, in the spirit. They be like putting their seatbelts on. Here they go. Okay, Lord, you better, because we coming. But we're coming because we are on an assignment.
Yes.
And we're coming because we are, you know, the joy of the Lord is our strength for real.
Yes.
And sometimes we're ready to slap every devil that's in the way.
Yes.
And you have to be cautious in this hour because people and watch who you get connected to and who try to connect to you. Because, you know, you got Pastor and Bishop Doohickey that will be out there trying to pull you in, and they can't even fight no devil. They just got the big collars on, y'all. Come on, man. You have to know in this hour. You got to make sure that you stay in God's face so you can have a spirit of discernment and discern those things that are coming after you and your family. Because the enemy, if he can find a crack, if he can get in just to a crack, that's all he needs. He only needs the door to be wide open and get in, sit in your living room. And then you'll be wondering, why is my kid acting like that? Why is my husband tripping? And then why are you tripping? Okay?
Rick Pope said Jesus.
Okay?
Morning, Rick Pope.
Hello. Good morning, Brother Rick. Pastor Rick. But really, we do. And when you have a spirit of discernment, because a lot of times those spirits come in on your back. And they come in your house and they take a seat, then they take over. And then you're like, but Lord, I've been praising you. I've been worshiping you. But we didn't have no discernment.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know that, you know, the word of God tells us that when we open our doors in the morning, that sin is doing what? It's crouching at your door. Come on, y'all. So what does that mean? That means that when we open our door, that sin is bent all the way down in a posture. When you open it and step across the threshold, it's ready to jump up on you and overtake you. And then you wonder, why my day going so jacked up? When I was in worship this morning, I was praying the Lord, and then I don't know what's going on. And you get to work, and then you got all these people, and then before you know it, you downcast, and then you feel defeated. And we are people of God. Yes, you got to know, because get in your word, because the word works when you work it.
Yes.
It don't work, because if this is just collecting dust, it's just another book
right,
with a whole bunch
right.
of stories in it. Okay? But it's the living word.
Yes.
It's moving and breathing. And every time you pick it up and read it, you should see something different.
Yes. Amen. Yes. Every time.
And it should bring some change in your life.
Yes. It starts with you. It starts with us, right? That's
come on now. Stop trying to say, ooh, I wish my husband or my brother or my child was here to hear the word. No, you here. Okay?
That is for you.
Yes.
And it manifests in you.
Yeah, right.
Hey,
we
don't
have
any fingers.
I'm gonna wave about 59 hands.
Yeah.
I used to say, ooh, I wish my mama was here. Right, Papa God? Oh, I wish y'all look, I'm bad about this. Ooh, I wish Amber was here. She needs to hear this word. The Holy Spirit said, no, you need to hear. That's
like
why
that
you're here.
Yeah.
You're the one. Y'all know how we do. We try to take them. Plank out of the speck out of somebody else's eye. We got a big plank in our
log.
Hello. While we trying to help them, we hurt them because we done hit them in the head with our pole. And now they got to go
stop
to
it.
The spiritual emergency room.
Okay? Stop
yeah. it. But we are something else. That's why we got to check yourself before you wreck yourself. Hello. So listen, get in, and I'm telling you, I had some stuff going on in my life, so this is what I do, y'all. I mean, if I can help y'all, I wake up every morning, and the devil be busy, okay, because it don't take, I'm telling you, it's only one little place to get over there where you used to be, it took 18 years to get delivered. Come on, y'all. In 1 second, the enemy can make you he can push you off the cliff, and you just doing this stuff that you used to do.
Yes.
So this is what I do. I get up and I say, good morning, Lord, and I get in his strength, and then I start encouraging myself. So stop waiting on your pastor to help you. Help
yes.
yourself.
That's right.
And
yes.
then go help your pastor.
Yes. Amen.
Because they're, and y'all, you know, really, you be draining. The pastor's dry.
Yes.
And then the pastor go home and he be defeated. But he got to get up and keep ministering to you and pushing you. Oh, y'all, it's a lot going on. I'm just trying to tell you the truth.
And let me tell you, and then you know when you're growing up, okay? Let's just be thankful for when you know that you're growing up in the spirit. Because I see myself sometimes, things that used to bother me a couple of years ago, you know, when people would tell me, you overdo it, you need to calm down, stop it, you're too loud or whatever, it's just how I am. I used to cry. I used to go home and, you know, feel sorry for myself. But now, because God knows my heart and I am who I am.
Hallelujah.
In him. And I just smile and say, you need to step up, get out of my lane, and I love you. But then I forgive the person because They don't see the vision. Right. Or they don't know what I've been through or going through and not worshiping God. They don't know. But God knows. And I don't take it personal no more. I'm like, Lord, they don't see the vision. They don't know what I'm going through. I forgive them. I love them. And I hug them or whatever. I used to not want to talk to them. Now I'll be like, okay, well, I'm praying for you. I'm free in the spirit. And I hug them. Right. But I had that happen a lot. But I'm not going to apologize for doing it because it's who I am. But I'm going to pray for you, you know, and it's who I am. And I'm in love with Jesus, and I'm free with the Spirit of the Lord. There's freedom. Hey, I was like that when I was in the world, in the club.
What was y'all doing when y'all was playing with the devil?
I see people going to weddings and dances, quinceañeras, and man, they're wild, going crazy. But then I do it for Jesus. What's wrong with you? I'm like, what? I'm in love with Jesus, and I'm free. I mean, set free. He's worthy to be praised. He's so worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised.
He is. And you know, that's why you have to get set free from people.
Yes.
You got to get set free from people if you're going to serve God.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm encouraging whether you're serving God or not to get set free from people. Because before you know it, you know, you'll feel some type of way. And let me tell you something, people of God, stop snuffing out the fire of people. In the spirit, this is what the Lord showed me. You know how you strike a match, and some people can wet their fingers and put the match out? You know, fire goes quench. Then some people strike a match and just blow it out. Stop trying to blow out the Holy Spirit in people, the fire in people. If anything, speak life. Everybody's different.
Yes.
God made us all different.
Yes.
Everybody has a different anointing.
Yes.
Everybody does. I'm not going to be doing what Laura do, but when we come together, we dynamite.
Yes.
Amen.
Laura's outreach. I'm in reach.
Yes.
We do a whole lot of stuff together, but then 99% of the time, she's doing what God called her to do.
Amen.
I can't tell her how to do that.
Yeah.
And then when you release people in ministry, when we come together, I don't micromanage her. I don't tell her, this is what I need you to do, and God get, no. Do what God's telling you to do. I'm telling you. That's why when you are supernatural, because everything Jesus did was supernatural, everything.
Yes.
So stop acting brand new when you see some supernatural stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when we do that, we have to just line up and encourage those people, and it's not going to seem right in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to make sense. And don't share those secrets with people
because
they would tell you, well, if I were you,
Jesus,
I would not do it that way. Mm-hmm. And you done went off the grid from where God and the Holy Spirit got you, and doing what people are telling you. And that's why it don't work. So, when God's telling you to do what he's telling you to do, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't second guess it.
Yes.
Don't overthink it.
Yes.
Because he's already went before you.
Yes. And
good morning, Brittany Huss. How you doing, Brittany, this morning?
Good morning.
Beautiful.
And another thing that... if you have an intimacy relationship with God, you know his voice, you know he speaks to you, so you really don't have to, you know, like he always gives me confirmation now.
Oh, Cherie.
So the thing is that...
Your mama love you, Brittany. She
does. So the thing is that whenever people... try not to share too much because I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
Because some people think that they're the only ones God speaks to. They think you don't sound like them, you don't look like them. But let me tell you, you're you. You're different. God, if you have an intimate relationship with him and you read the word, he's going to speak to you in ways that's going to be different from someone else.
Amen.
So that's why we're not supposed to compare each other and,
or
we have to sound the same.
Right.
I think we'll be a boring world.
You better know it. We'll be all robots.
Like robots. Yeah.
So just
spend time with him and talk to him. And you know, if you know his voice, you will know that that he's speaking to you.
Yeah.
And don't be trying to be like the other person. Don't try to look, talk, sound, because you're you.
That's it. And just be all you can be.
Be all you can
be.
Be
the greatest you can be.
Yes.
Because you are different.
You know,
I had to learn that. You know, I had to learn and stop apologizing for being supernatural and super fantastic bubble plastic. Okay? I learned that's just the way I was created. Okay? So today is all I have, and I'm going to be super, 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 super. And then I wonder if y'all see my cape right now. I felt it just go out like that. Okay? I found it because I believe I can fly, for real, because I can do all things
Amen.
Through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hello. He is the author and the finisher of my faith.
Yes.
So I just encourage you to, you know what, do something different.
Yes.
If you want something different, you got to do something different. Because if you're still doing the same old stuff, thinking something different going to happen, the dictionary defines us as insane.
Insane.
Okay? It's the spirit of insanity. So let's just shake ourselves loose from that spirit today and understand that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. You better cover yourself, because if you get out there thinking it's all about you, I'm more than a conqueror because I'm this, I'm that, I'm that. No, I'm nothing without God.
Without Jesus.
But I'm everything in him. In him is how we move and breathe and have our being.
Yes.
It's because of God, y'all.
Yes.
So every morning, if we shift our minds and say, Lord, we just thank you so much. And sometimes just, can y'all imagine Jesus tell us to be quiet sometimes? Just get over there and sit down and be quiet.
Listen
to my instruction today, what I'm trying to tell you. And people think it's strange. You sure are quiet today. Is everything okay? Girl, yeah, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Okay?
When they say yes.
I'm just getting my assignment. Because you got to be quiet, because the word tells us to be still and know that I am God.
Yes,
because y'all got to be mindful. Why is God so persistent about telling us that? Because we get in a posture where we serve other gods, whether it's your car, your house, your job, people, your money. Come on now. He is the only true living God.
Yes.
And we have to make sure that we are serving him, because he is also a jealous God.
Yes.
Come on now. I love God, and I'm so excited. And people that know you, just say, one thing about her, she might slap you, but she loves you. Okay? Hello. And it's okay, but we're getting set free every day. And stop thinking that people of God is perfect, because we're not perfect. We're struggling and striving every day to stay in the lane of grace so that we don't get back over there where the devil used to use us.
Yeah.
Because he don't use anybody that allow themselves to be used. Come on now. So you got to understand, sometimes he get in your mama, sometimes he get in your brother. He show up sometimes get in your husband. Hello. If I can help somebody. Okay. He get in your children. He get in. Come on now. And then you got to recognize that, and you can rebuke them, but keep busy.
Stay busy.
Yeah. And when you do that, rebuke in love. Just rebuke in love. Because Jesus, he was the greatest rebuker, but he's also the lover of our souls.
Yes.
Right, twins?
Yeah, there's no love like his.
Yes.
Right.
So it's, you know what, it's Thanksgiving season. We are, what, 2 days away from Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes.
And I just pray that everybody is excited. And some Thanksgivings is going to be a little different for people. Even since the COVID stuff, it's been different.
Yeah.
You know, but we have to make the best of it, y'all.
Yeah. Yes.
We do, because it's all about being grateful for what we do have.
Yes.
You know, and I was just talking to my mom, who would always call me on Tuesday, a few minutes before the show. Sometimes she'd be calling with the show. I'm telling you. Oh, I forgot. She probably did, because she may never call the show. Hello. Hello. That's just the truth. So I can't be hurt about it, because she that's just not where she at, right?
Yeah.
You can't be upset about it. Good morning, Cousin Chauncey. He said, at least I wish me. Oh, happy birthday to my cousin. And guess what, Chauncey? Today my birthday, too, because every day is my birthday.
I'm her special. I'm her too.
Every day is my birthday. So that's another thing that helps me. I get up every morning and sing happy birthday. And I sing it the Martin Luther King way. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And then we get drinks.
Bam.
Bam.
Yeah. Cups. Bam. And then you know what? People are saying, you just weigh too much. But when you sad, you be calling me. Can you help me? Yes, I can. Okay? I can help you, because I can tell you everything that the word says about you, because you've been over there listening to everything the devil tell you.
Yeah.
Because he'll tell you you ain't good enough. He'll tell you not smart enough.
You don't qualify.
He'll tell you you don't know enough. He'll tell you all these lies and build you up on a lie and drop you off the cliff.
Uh-huh.
Won't he do it? Because if he did it to Jesus, he'll do it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to tell him, stop talking to me, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? and I am the apple of God's eye. Come on, you speak life to yourself long enough.
Yes.
The devil gonna say, well, I guess I better leave them alone because they're not listening to me. Yes. So encourage yourself.
Yes. Yes.
And that way, when you do that, you can encourage other people.
Yes.
Because that's really what we're here to do.
Yes.
Is help other people.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So I'm just so grateful today, y'all. I don't know how to shut up. But
yes.
Hey, that's why we on the talk show. Because we talking about what God's talking about.
Yeah. And we have the holidays coming up. So
let's
do a commercial. So we have a caller.
And then I got to try to figure out how to answer the phone because y'all know I can forget how to answer the phone. I'll be like, we should be on the live call right now. So let's check it out and see. Good morning, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
We are fabulous today. How are you, mighty man of God?
I'm doing just great. I would like to know if I can get a woman of God to wish me happy birthday.
Absolutely. Is this my cousin Chauncey Davis of the Most High God?
Happy birthday, cousin. Happy birthday to you. Cha-cha-cha.
Yes. We are hoping that you have the best day ever today, Chauncey. You stay encouraged, okay? We hope that you have the best day today and you stay encouraged, okay?
Thank you so much. How did you know it was me, though? Can I say my birthday?
No, because I know your voice.
Oh, you know
my
voice.
You better know your tribe, buddy.
Yeah, you got me. Hey, you got me. Say, you know what?
What?
I want you to give me a call because I got a lot of questions about everybody, okay?
Okay, I definitely will. I will give you a call. I have your number.
Okay, give me a call.
I'm
at the barbershop right now.
Okay.
Love you too, cousin.
Well, hello to everybody at the barbershop in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right. Yeah. Okay, we can let I'll call you later, okay? Or you call me depending on the season.
You
be able to call me?
Thank you. Yeah, I'll call you. I will.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Love you too, baby.
Yes. I love it. Happy birthday to everybody. Because if you woke up this morning, today is your special day.
Yes.
So happy birthday.
Yes.
And listen, I'm trying to tell you what I know. Listen, my grandchildren are behooved because they really don't understand how my birthday every day. Cause so when my born day is August the 28th, so when that day come around, they be talking about, we don't understand, because not a birthday every day. How is this and guess what? I get a gift every day.
Yes.
I get the gift of life, and then for real, I get a tangible gift.
Mm-hmm.
You better start speaking what you believe.
Right. Yes.
Because when you believe it, it comes to pass.
Yes.
When you speak it, it manifests in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Remember what the Bible tells us? Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
Yes.
Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So you better get to binding and loosening. Because you have the power and the authority to do it.
Yes.
It's time to celebrate, y'all.
Yes. Celebrate.
We have things to celebrate, which is life.
Yes.
And life more abundantly.
Woo!
Come on now. So God gave it to you. So let me tell you, be encouraged today because everybody going through something.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Everybody. But when you take your mind off of what you're going through and go help somebody that's going through worse than what you could ever think or imagine, you won't even be worried about what you got going on no more.
Don't think we don't go through stuff or we're not going through stuff right now. We are.
Yeah.
But we have hope in Jesus, right?
Absolutely.
I have to encourage myself every morning when I look in the mirror and then I'm like, I got this. He got this.
Yeah. So listen, we're going to encourage you guys to come on down to the mansion and get some gifts.
Yes.
Because we got some gifts. For Christmas
Look
and any day.
Look at this sold out. Jesus Christ.
Come on, mighty man
of
God.
We have the shirt. Look at the shirt, y'all. Imagine the hat.
Ooh. Yes. And then they come in an array of colors, y'all.
Yes.
You can get whatever color hat, shirt, anything you want.
Yellow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have white, if you want a white one. I mean, OMG. Yeah. God is good.
Yeah. He is good. He is good.
I have so many. I just thank the Lord for them because I wear one every day when I go out. And my granddaughters be drawing me at the art class.
Yes,
I do.
Let's see it.
That's how they see me. I have it right here.
So powerful.
Yes.
I was so encouraged by this drawing from this baby.
Yes. She drew. She said, Grandma, I was at the art class. I think that's one of them. Let me see it. Yes, that's it.
Oh, there it is, y'all.
Yes.
Oops, there it is.
She drew me in art class, and she told somebody about Jesus. So there's my sold out to Jesus t-shirt in John 3:16. That's my granddaughter. She says, Grandma, close your eyes. I have an art picture for you. And then she goes in the blue because you put eyeshadow sometimes, which I do, and the blue eyes. But look. She drew me with my t-shirt.
She sold out to Jesus. Isn't that awesome? I'm just blown away by the children and their hearts and what they really, how they really see, you know, the people of God. You know, they just want to get in where they fit in.
Yes.
And that's, but we're struggling. And we're supposed to be the people of God, but we're struggling to get in.
I
got to
show both. And then
come on, Lord.
This one has this girl on fire. See?
Oh.
Right here, she said, this girl, she drew that one, too. She brought me this one. She goes, this is you, too, Grandma. See your shirt? It says, this girl on fire.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And I said,
and how old is Angelina?
She's 7.
She's 7 years old and an encourager.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible? And that's a gift. You know, that's a gift. And that's just a beautiful thing.
And that's what you say. You wear them every day. I say, I love Jesus. I love to wear. I am so that's to Jesus.
Yeah, when the Lord gave us this assignment, it was major.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so major. And we didn't even know the depth of it.
Yeah.
You know, but we heard him and we did it. And then here's the thing. See, this is the part right here where people struggle. It took a serious investment.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't just say an investment. I said a serious.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? It ain't our money. It's God's money.
Yeah.
It's his stuff.
Yeah.
As long as we continue to do the things that God is calling us to do, the provisions are already there.
Yes. Yes.
They're on the other side.
Yes.
So if you are ready to do a business, go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you said, well, my bank account say, okay, you let your bank tell you.
Yeah.
One thing about it, we just came out of a powerful teaching about getting God's house in order supernaturally, which is your house.
Yes.
Your house is God's house. You know how we say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's God's house. Okay? So most people think God's house is just the church house. No, that's just a building.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the building we go and collectively come together and worship him together. But your house is supposed to be the church house.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get our house in order, when you go to the church, people don't have to pump you up to praise God. Because you do it in every day, all day.
That's right.
People don't have to beg you to pay your tithes because you already, before you got your check, you know what it is and you done made the check out to Jesus.
Right.
Come on, y'all.
Amen.
Sowing a seed. Make sure just the ground is fertile.
Yes.
But everybody want to harvest and ain't nobody want to sow.
Ooh,
the only way to get a harvest is you got to sow a seed.
Yes.
But you got to make sure that the ground is not stony. Because the thorns and thistles, read the word, it's in Matthew, Jesus will tell you. And the reason he uses the analogy of the farmer, because that's how the crops come in, that's the way it was. But really he's talking about your heart. Because
mm-hmm.
God is the God of the heart.
Yes.
And guess what? He really don't need your money.
No.
He just needs your obedience.
He can't release it.
Because guess
can't
what?
Trust you.
The newsflash of today is not your money.
Yeah.
It's God's money.
Yeah.
He just want to know if he can trust you.
Yes.
He already tell you to steward the 90% and be a blessing with, you know, bless it back into the kingdom with the 10. But we struggle in saying, well, if I let that go, I can't pay my bills. Okay. You're going to be going around the mulberry bush.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And some days we see freedom and some days, but the struggle is real and the hustle is so separately. But it's all about being obedient. So we just encourage you today to just gird up and stop being fearful. Because listen, we don't have a money problem. We got a management problem.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to manage their finances. And then they want to say they broke. And they just speak all kind of death over their money they have. I'm broke. Okay, then that's what you're going to be because you sure spoke it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. I'm the rich.
You got to know it. You got to know who you are. And if you, listen, if you are a daughter of the Most High God, our son, and if you hang out with King Jesus, do y'all know any broke kings? No king, but he is the king of kings, okay? So listen, we live in a kingdom, y'all. It's two kingdoms. It's the world system and the kingdom system.
Mm-hmm.
You have to decide what system you want to live in. But if you keep living in the world system, and this is some real statistics right here of the end of 2021. And what month we in? November?
Mm-hmm.
We in the end.
Yeah.
We are in a $28 trillion deficit. Mm-hmm. That means that Wall Street broke. The world is broke. But guess who not broke?
Woo! That's us.
God ain't broke. Okay? But we keep trying to put our finances and our time and energy into the broken world. But when you seek your life, your heart, your find everything that you have into the kingdom,
amen. You can't outgive God.
You better know it.
Jesus.
And it's not just for here. It's for eternal.
Yes. Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because I want to hear the words, well done.
Yes. Yes.
My good and faithful servant. Because your money can't buy you no breath. No breath. I mean breathing. Breath. God is the one that blowed in your nostrils and that kept your heart beating today so that you could wake up and give him glory.
Yes, and Renee's saying this year went fast.
Yes, it's a wrap. As they say, it's a wrap, y'all. So I pray that you have a strategy and a kingdom strategy for 2022.
She said we need a T-shirt that says, come to me like little children. It's a drawing.
Amen.
We'll talk to Brother Daryl.
Yes. Good morning, Miss Linda Hahn. Miss Linda Hahn is an amazing woman of God who used to work at the mansion. She retired, and she still be watching us here at the mansion.
Yes.
And I'm so excited about doing life with her and everybody that's tuned in. We want to say thank you to everyone for
share the video.
Hanging out
share
with us today,
yes.
Being encouraged.
Yes.
And y'all know we animate it, but that's the way we create it. And that's all we know to be. Right?
Yes. And I want to pray for everybody since, you know, we're all like going to come together on Thursday with family and friends. And so I would like to say a prayer.
Please.
Father, we just thank you, Father, for this year, for this month, Father, and that we're grateful and thankful for your love and your Holy Spirit in us. God, I pray for families right now, Father, here in the audience, Father, and people that are tuning in on Facebook, God. I pray that you touch them, God, with more of your Holy Spirit in them, and that they will speak life and blessings over brothers and sisters, Father, that have struggles, that the struggle is real. But I pray for peace, shalom, Father, in their families, in their day, every day, Father. I speak blessings, Father, your promises in their lives, God. I thank you, Father, that they will hold on to you and endurance the trials to the end, God.
Mm.
For we're ambassadors passing through, Father, and this is not our home, Father, but it's each one, reach one, Father. Let us be effective and let us be walking unity and one accord with you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you,
so your manifestation shall take place, Father. For your glory, it's not nothing that we're doing for us, but it's for your glory. Then you, Daddy, you will get glorified, Father. So I thank you, Father. I pray for testimonies. For your word says we overcame with the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Father, that we're going through, that I'm going through right now, Father.
Okay.
And I thank you that I have hope with you. So you are the Father of hope, and we thank you for your word, your promises.
Woo!
In the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
The whole book of them. We have a whole book of promises here.
Yes.
And I just thank God for every one of them. And it's up to us if we're going to pull them in.
Yes.
And bring them in and and allow them to manifest in our lives, you know. And God, how much he loves us. He promised us that he will give us life. And he sacrificed his son, Jesus, that died on the cross for you and for me. So that we can wake up every day and know that we are victorious.
Yes.
Because he said on the cross that it's finished.
Yes.
The finished works of Jesus Christ. So we don't have to get so caught up trying to win a war that's already been won.
Yes.
Amen. Spend your time blessing, being a blessing to somebody.
And we're
and
thankful.
Encouraging
we're
somebody.
Thankful for all of you.
Yes.
All glory to Jesus. Woo! God
thank
bless
you for tuning in.
Thank
you
for
our Blog Talk Radio
video.
Listeners. And
be blessed.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Yes.
Woo! Happy Thanksgiving. Come back Tuesday at 10 a.m. We'll see you guys then.
God bless you, Renee. Love you.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. What a show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in today.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And coming and hanging out with us today. Cherie, I know you were blessed today, girl.
Yes.